Missy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The 1,4-dioxane plume that is contaminating groundwater in the Ann Arbor area continues to slowly spread. The subject is an ongoing focus on 89.1 WEMU's environmental feature, the Green Room. Last week, we discussed the possibility of using a more effective method to clean up the plume instead of letting it spread to private wells and further threaten city water sources. This week, Barbara Lucas explores the question, if it's easier and cheaper in the long run to nip it in the bud, why isn't that the current strategy?
In 2011, Paul Life Sciences was allowed by the County Circuit Court to reduce their rate of cleaning up Ann Arbor's groundwater by about 60%. I'm trying to understand the logic behind dragging things out. Paul has refused comment, so I look for insight from Lana Pollack, former Michigan State Senator. She says the legislature
created a situation where certain areas that had been contaminated could just be declared forever contaminated and that they would never be permitted to have certain functions on them, for instance, a schoolyard, a park, perhaps housing.
She says allowing polluted soil or groundwater to be declared off-limits, a prohibition zone, became a legal alternative to cleanup. We're in her home close to the Huron River, east of Ann Arbor's dioxane plume. I ask about the polluter pay law,
which was signed by Jim Blanchard at Gallup Park here in 1990. 5 years later, it wasn't exactly repealed, but it was gutted in a couple of very important ways under the Engler administration.
The polluter pay law was Pollack's bill. It held polluters in Michigan financially responsible for the contamination they created, forcing cleanups. But Pollack says 1994 saw big changes in the legislature. The use of prohibition zones escalated.
You simply sacrifice future generations' use of those areas because a past generation has said, we're not going to clean up what we allowed to be contaminated.
She says the Flint lead crisis may be causing a change in attitudes.
This is the first time that we've seen in Michigan and nationally a discussion that gives me hope that we can begin to return towards the kind of protections that we once had.
Matt Nod is the City of Ann Arbor's environmental coordinator. He's encouraged by the state's proposal to tighten its dioxane standard from 85 to 7.2 parts per billion.
We think things could be happening faster, but with the change in the standard, I firmly believe that the company is going to work with us and put in wells in appropriate places that reassure us it's not going north. I don't think Paul Corporation has any interest in any of this getting to Barton Pond.
Nod says the cleanup's been driven by the state standard.
If we had had a 7.2 standard, I think that would have been a very different conversation back then.
I mentioned that some people just don't like the idea of the plume being there and spreading.
More could be done. Yeah, no question. A lot of this is going to depend on the state and the AG's office's willingness to go back into court and take a look at what's going on with this remediation.
Apparently, this point in the process is significant.
We had a judge that didn't allow very much science in the courtroom, and so there was no evaluation, at least in any public way in the court, about what are the different technologies that are out there, what is best available technology.
He says the state's lax dioxane standard that allowed Ann Arbor's plume to spread was a result of the political climate.
And, you know, if you want a different kind of cleanup, you need a different kind of legislature.
Nod says Michigan is riddled with contamination sites left by landfills, gas stations, and dry cleaners. He says now with the Flint lead crisis, pressure may be mounting to address them rather than ignore them.
There's stuff being left in the ground that, you know, we don't know where it's going to be 100 years from now. And I think that's the piece that the state's really going to have to struggle with, you know.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
If a more effective strategy were to be used to clean up Ann Arbor's dioxane plume, what would constitute a safe cleanup level? Well, stay tuned as we explore this and more in weeks to come on The Green Room. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.